How many dogs? 2, 4, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 dogs.
The warm, sunny Ambler checkpoint was lively as Petit pulled in with an energetic dog team around 6:15. He steered his 11 dogs to a shady spot where their straw pads were still on the ground from earlier in the day. The French-born Girdwood musher was all business as he got to work feeding his dogs, but he wasn't disappointed with his time. Petit completed the 74 miles to the Kobuk halfway point and back to Ambler at a quick pace of around 10 miles per hour. After long stretches of trail, he says, the turnaround leg has an added benefit too.
I like these checkpoints down there because they're good training for the dogs to not stay at a checkpoint. Going to 3 checkpoints in 60 miles is pretty cool for them.
Things were not so cool for 2017 Kobuk 440 champion Jesse Holmes. He scratched here not long after Petit arrived. Holmes had the lead at the beginning of the race, but...
went way too hard, way too fast. Somehow Nick can do that. Just keep going with it, and that's impressive and amazing. It's kind of been a good year for me. I don't really need to push it on this. I tried really hard. Race to, you know, win.
Veteran Chuck Schaefer of Kotzebue also didn't want to push too hard. He scratched around the same time as Holmes. Schaefer says leg cramps are what did him in.
I figured this will be a good time to hang up the middle distance scene, you know, get into something a little different maybe, or just have dogs for my own use. Forget about racing for a while.
Schaefer and Holmes are hoping to mush back to Kayana together on Saturday. All 14 remaining mushers have at least arrived into Ambler for their first pass. 8 have headed on. Ellen King, Clara Canaringer, and Tony Browning are due to arrive back in Ambler before midnight. Reporting in Ambler, I'm Gabe Colombo.